every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you. I'm going to, right off the top, we're doing the recording just at the back end of the Detroit-Seattle game. They're just almost finished up, two outs in the ninth. Detroit's up 9-3 on Seattle. We'll be talking about that game. Chicago taking an early lead over Milwaukee, 4-1. They're in the bottom of the second as a recording, so we'll keep you updated on that. And unfortunately, the Toronto-New York and the Philly-LA games, we won't get in until after the show is aired. So we apologize about that, but certainly lots to talk about over the last week. On those last two series that are going to be going on, and even the first two, the Detroit, Seattle, and Chicago and Milwaukee series. So, but before we get there, as always, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, part of the show, wherever you are out there in the listening world. Thank you so much for being a part of it. You know, we do it for you. We can't do it without you. We live it. We breathe it. We die it with you. Baseball, 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 baby, and what a time of year it is, as we all know. So, again, to all the service men and women out there, as every week, and it's from the bottom of our hearts, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do every single day so all of us here in the nation can do what we do, and that's be a part of baseball as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan, a trainer, nutritionist. We don't always say that, but any facet and every facet that you're a part of this game, that's what it's all about. It really, truly is. So, again, thank you for being back with us. Obviously, lots to talk about in all four of these series going on. Highlights, unexpected games, and just as I'm wrapping this up, Detroit did wrap up Seattle 9-3 in game four. So heading back to Seattle 2-2, see what happens in game five. We've already got one game five lined up. So that's the bottom line, Dirtbags. If you have been out there playing this week, college, high school, fall ball, whatever it is, hopefully you've had a dirty week, a healthy week, a great week, and just enjoying the game of baseball, being able to be a part of it and enjoy it. That's not only as a fan watching the playoffs, but as a parent of a player out there maybe now or anything else, or even a player. That's what it's all about. So settle in, get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here after the break. We're going to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Progressive Pretzel Cheddar Club with cherry berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for the testimonial.
So you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive.
Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot.
It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote.
And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos.
So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter our month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
There's nothing worse than losing cell service while exploring the great outdoors, but that's changing fast. T-Mobile is bringing coverage to the most remote parts of the country with T-Satellite with Starlink, reaching over 500,000 square miles where towers can't, thanks to over 650 satellites already in orbit. Over a million messages have already been sent in hard-to-reach areas from national parks to remote trails. King of Phillips, travel expert.
As someone who's constantly off the beaten path, this changes everything. Now I can stay connected, even deep in the mountains or deserts.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, one game in the books, series tied 2-2.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, let's start out with the Tigers and Mariners. Pretty good series overall, back and forth games. Obviously, today's game, I think everybody through, what, the first four innings thought, okay, well, the Mariners up 3-0. I mean, they were looking good, obviously. Everything was kind of clicking, and then all of a sudden, the Tigers realized, oh, wait, we lose, and we're done. Bats woke up. Three in the fifth. Riley Green go ahead in the sixth. Obviously, the Bats kept rolling, though, because how did that work? It went Dylan Dingler, Jamai Jones, Javi Baez, back-to-back-to-back, pretty much, to tie up the game, all on singles or doubles. And then, yeah, bottom of six, Riley Green, first home run of the series. Zach McKinstry, single score, Spencer Torkelson. Javi Baez continues his good postseason run that he's been on. Hits a home run in the bottom of the six to really put him up. I think it was 7-3 at that point. Gleyber hits one in the bottom of seventh, and Javi gets a RBI ground out in the eighth inning to make a 9-3 game. Heading back to Seattle on, what will that be, Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, I mean, really overall good series. That's the first kind of blowout game that you've had and kind of turned just like the last night's Blue Jays Yankees game. We'll talk about it later on. But, you know, like you said, Seattle was rolling in a good position. Josh Naylor, as everybody knows, is expecting his first child. He was doing everything in his part. What, he scored one and knocked in two. So he counted for all three of the runs. He was obviously trying to get the day off or a couple of days off before the weekend to spend time with his wife and whenever it happens, newborn child. But it wasn't meant to be. Detroit looked quiet at bats for most of this series. And then just bam. Again, Aaron Boone said it 2 days ago in his presser, right? Like, look at all the crazy things that you've seen this year in baseball. And like you said, you're cruising through three. Bryce Miller's getting the job done today and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, kaboom. Like you said, man, hey, fellas, who wants to play golf in here? Not me. Well, time to show it.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see who comes back game five for that series. Obviously, Scooble's going for the Tigers. That's a given. But, I mean, who, I guess it would be George Kirby coming back for game five. That would make the most sense to me. Obviously, he was your game one starter. It sucks Brian Woo's out because I think he would have been your game one starter coming into the playoffs. But obviously, Kirby, he's a plenty good pitcher. Like, that's a good thing. It's not like Seattle has bad starting pitching across the board. So even that, you go him and then back him up with Logan Gilbert, maybe? Depending. I mean, they still got a good bullpen and everything like that. But like you said, all of a sudden, yeah, that's an interesting one. Because Scooble, obviously, you know, he's got the ball until he's done that game.
Well, and that's a good point. I mean, if you're looking ahead to that, both Detroit and Seattle are okay to use any starter that's available, even in relief for game five. And I'm saying that because if New York comes back and wins again tonight, that game's going to go to five. And both those teams are going to have to use their every resource. So the AL potentially going into the championship series could be running on a little bit of fumes, if you will. I mean, Scooble, you're looking at it. I mean, that's already three starts in the postseason.
Yeah.
That's three. And I mean, yes, he's a Cy Young. Yes, he's Tarek Scooble. But still, boy, three starts in a short period of time with a championship and a World Series still to go. That's going to catch up with you at some point in time. I don't care who you are. So that's the way I look at that. I mean, right now, if New York wins tonight against Toronto, both Seattle and Detroit can throw everything at them. Starters, relievers, because both those teams are going to be in the same position, in my opinion. I mean, yes, you can bring back Max Fried or whatever. If you're the Yankees, you don't have to. He's probably going to pitch in game five.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's gone. Rodon, that's short rest.
Yeah, Rodon, he might be used in relief in game five.
So I mean, the AL is an interesting series. Is if New York wins again, Toronto wins, then it's a little different story for both teams. But at the end of the day, Seattle's got nothing to lose. You got lots of horses, run them out there. Detroit, you got to have lots of horses, run them out there. Game five. That's where you play the whole season. If you're not jacked up and ready to go, then and shut her down. Don't even catch the charter. Don't fly away. You're done.
Yeah, I just want to talk about a couple of cool moments that I saw in this series. Obviously, game two in Seattle, Jorge Polanco, the two home runs off of Tarek Scooble. Obviously, no one else was really hitting them. But, I mean, yeah, you look at it, and he was the first player since Paul Goldschmidt all the way back in August of 22 to have a two home run game off of Scooble. So, obviously, that was a cool moment. One, you don't really see that often off of a Cy Young pitcher, especially in the playoffs. But, I mean, obviously, it helped them out because they end up winning the game.
Well, and especially, I mean, look at what Suarez and Naylor were doing at that point in time. I mean, other than game three, Suarez finally gets a home run. But what was he? He was 0-for-23, I think, at that time. Naylor hadn't really got going either and stuff like that. So somebody on that lineup had to get rolling other than Julio and the big dumper. So very valuable. Like you said, hugely valuable. So, you know, one thing I want to talk about again, I mean, everybody's talked about it today or whatever and that, but the big dumper going yard there in the ninth last inning or last night. And that is pretty wild that it ends up bouncing in the bullpen and goes right up to a Seattle fan out of all the fans there, literally to a guy that's wearing a shirt, 61 here, big dumper. Takes it off 62. I know it's a sidebar to the whole thing of what's going on, but that really was unbelievable that something like that would happen. Of all the places you can hit a home run on the road and you hit it to one of your own fans wearing a shirt like that, that's wild to me. So anyways, let's talk quickly about Chicago and Milwaukee before the end of this segment.
Yeah, Jacob Mizorowski, game three, obviously comes out there and dices. What did they say? 31 pitches above 100 miles an hour. Pitch lights out in relief, honestly. And you're looking at a kid that obviously now, I think the across the board, it seems like most teams are smart about it this year. They seem to be pitching their rookies at home, not really letting them get on the road and try and pitch in that hectic atmosphere, to say the least. So obviously Mizorowski start or relieves game two there, and yeah, you watch him just blowing pitches past Cubs. And I mean, honestly, it's been all Milwaukee in the first two games of the series. Now obviously they're playing game three. Now it's all Chicago at this point in time. Right now it's what, 4-1, I think, still 4-1 in the third inning,
in the bottom of the third. Yep,
bottom of the third.
So yep.
Yeah, so Noah, like you're looking at it, right? And I mean, obviously, Churio, the first game, they're up 9-0. He's 3-for-3, leaves with the hammy, and then comes back game two and has a couple home runs, clutch plays, everything like that. I mean, the kid, he's obviously a budding superstar, and they've been talking about it for a couple years now. Like, there's no doubt why he should have been I think he was the number one, if I'm not mistaken, prospect in all the game. Before he got called up, definitely a top five. I know that. But yeah, no, you're looking at it. And the kid's just been amazing. Obviously, the rest of the pieces around him. That's why I said coming into the playoffs, like, Milwaukee, to me, I think is the most complete team in baseball. And all that they've done is prove it so far.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were talking about it. Boy, when you watch them run out there, you can see a team that is playing team baseball. There's no selfish swings there. There's no selfish plays there. Just very, very in the moment, very present. Every single pitch, it's exciting to watch. I said to Nolan Dirtbags that, wow, what an opportunity to be home, because I just don't get that chance when I'm in Europe all season to really watch those types of teams. And wow, hats off. If you're a Milwaukee Brewer fan out there, you deserve to be loving life right now. You deserve to be excited about your team right now. It is fun to watch. I enjoy watching them. And carry on. I mean, yeah, they're down 4-1 right now. Guy on second base, but whether you get it or you don't, hey, we'll be right back after the break. We're going to keep hammering away.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. I'm talking Milwaukee Brewers Cubs series before the break, and just talking about Milwaukee and my excitement for them, and for you as fans, like, man, that is a good team. Like, if Bobby Uecker's watching from the heavens, which I have to believe he is, man, that is wow, what a good team. And just, even if the Cubbies win this game and that, I'm still really, really confident if I'm a Milwaukee Brewer fan. That's just, boy, oh boy, are they playing good baseball. You don't see that very much in the playoffs.
No, and the Cubs got to be worried about Shota Imanaga.
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't pitched well this postseason. Yeah. Obviously, we ripped on Council in the wild card series because of the stupid decision he made to start Andrew Kittredge over Shota Imanaga, but I mean, same time, like, Imanaga comes out, what was that?
Last night?
Yeah, second game of the series there, and obviously, yeah, I mean, the results were still the same as before. Flipping it over to the Cubs side, though, like, talking in a good, positive manner, how about Michael Busch?
Well, he's had a good year, right? He's just really been a solid player for them this year. You know, we were talking about it last night, you and I. Certainly an off year for him. He still ends up, what did you say, 2020 at the end of the year or whatever, but definitely an off year, and especially with a walk year for him. Not the way you want to wrap it up. Hitting .167 in the playoffs right now, so that's not really hammering away at it. Pete Crow Armstrong went from MVP 1-2-3 in the first half to just a terrible second half. Now he's got two RBIs in today's game. So, I mean, Council certainly dropped them down, put him down in the seven hole. He can break out anytime. You never know and stuff like that, but exactly right. I mean, the Cubbies are still, they got to show me something over the rest of this game and game four before I start believing in them. Cause that, like you said, I mean, that Brewers team, I didn't really know who to believe in against the Dodgers, maybe even the Phillies or whatever in that for a lot of the season, but definitely those two teams. But man, I believe in the Brewers. I really believe in that team.
Yeah, after seeing the Brewers come up to Toronto there, what was that, in August, I think it was, we went down, watched the game, me and my brother, and I mean, they won the game 4-1. Hoffman comes in. Jeff Hoffman, everybody knows, he's an absolute bum of a closer for the Toronto Blue Jays. But, like, that is honestly, and that's why I've said it for probably the past 2 months, that has to be the most complete team in baseball. And there's a reason why they handed the Cubs two losses. And I mean, handed them. Like, it was, I mean, obviously the Cubs started out hot, and then, yeah, the wheels fell off pretty quickly right after that in game two. But game one, I mean, they were up 9-0 in the second inning. So you're like, yeah, like, this is routing them.
Yeah, and the Miz is going to pitch on the road again too. He'll be back for game four. I mean, like you said, it's a different environment, a hostile environment and stuff like that, but that kid just looks like he's got the makeup and the kahunas to just accept that makeup as well. So let's carry on. We got the Yankees and the Blue Jays coming up at 7 o'clock. I don't know. Again, I'm going to just go ahead and start off. We're just talking about Craig Council and the Chicago Cubs last week. You just mentioned about it. And now the Jays got to do the same thing. You're sitting there with Bassett that goes back and forth like a yo-yo. I get that. You got Scherzer that, yeah, he's banged up. There's no question about it and stuff like that. And you got Berrios banged up a little bit and stuff like that for sure. But you got to go to a bullpen day.
And keep in mind, they went
six. What did six Bieber relievers, go? I think, last night.
Did Bieber end up getting it out in the fourth
inning? No, I think he was in the third.
Was it in the third?
Two and two thirds. Now, hey, don't. Hey.
No, I'm not even mad about Bieber. Bieber got shafted by Barger and Jimenez. IKF, forgetting how to play defense.
Exactly.
Like, drop a pop fly, kick a ground ball, cost your pitcher an extra 35 pitches. Sure, that's cool. Cost him a three spot, basically, on the runs.
Well, and you said, you made a good point. Those weren't an extra 35 pitches. Those were extra
35 pressure.
Stressful pitches. Yeah. Because at that point, you were up 2-0 in the first when IKF dropped his. And then you were up, I think, only maybe 2-1. No, you must have been up by 6-1 or whatever, yeah, and stuff of that. But again, now all of a sudden that changes. 6-3 in the blink of an eye. I mean, the Blue Jays just did not do their job, obviously. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's like Little League Baseball. But at the end of the day, they're starting Varland, by all accounts, still at this moment in time. He's supposed to be the starter for today's game. So again, we all spoke about it last week. If you're in the playoffs and you've got to do a bullpen day, that's inexcusable to me. That really is inexcusable. But let's not, you know how we feel on that one, Dirtbags. So let's flip that script, and you're still in an opportunity to walk out of New York and win that series and have a couple of days off before Sunday rolls around, have 3 days off if you can win tonight. What are you doing if you're Pete Walker and you're John Schneider with your relievers? Because you know it's a different environment. It's a different environment. But at the end of the day, you're a reliever. This is what you've done all year. You're focused on 15 pitches or less. You're pounding the strike zone. I don't want you to not pound that strike zone. Go out there, be a reliever like you would under normal circumstances at any other time of the game, and pound and pound and pound and make them beat you.
So let me ask you this. Obviously, Louis Varland yesterday lets up the home run to Aaron Judge. Louis Varland in, I think they said, I can't even remember how many at-bats they set against him, but he's let up 3 home runs to Aaron Judge. Obviously, first inning, he's going to be pitching. Yeah. He's got to face Aaron Judge. What do you think? I still think you go right at him.
Oh, you have
to. And I mean, even the home run that Louis Varland let up last night, we talked about it, obviously, when it was happening. And it was like, the fact that Judge turned on an 0-2 fastball that was a good 4 inches in off the plate at, what was it, 99 or 100 miles an hour, something like that.
Just shy of 100.
Yeah. And he turned on it, kept it fair. I don't know how he kept it fair. Hits 3/4 of the way up the foul pole. I'm sure everybody's seen it here. But still, it's like, man, that was a good pitch. I can't even be mad. And obviously, Varland comes out the next inning and just mows through him like he's been doing.
He gave up the bomb to Chess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and that was the worst pitch. That was center to center cut low.
That was a bad pitch.
Right where Jazz swings.
Yeah.
So Jazz, good. Judge, that was, like you said, I mean, and I think most of the dirtbags out there, you would agree. Like that was, I mean, everybody in baseball, again, that's why Judge is why Judge is. And he was due. We all know that. He was due. I look at it, Nolan, and I go, I'm pounding him low and away. I know he usually sits behind the ball and drives it right center. He loves the short porch and right.
Yeah.
But when you're watching him swing right now, that front side's coming out. He's swinging to attack that inside. It's like he knows they're trying to attack him inside. So I'm going to open the front side early, catch that ball out front. So now I pound him out. Or at least move his eyes back and forth. So it's like, oh, okay, which way are they going to go? Get him guessing at least a bit is what I'm saying, right? Oh, okay, that was away. Or pound that low inside.
Yeah.
Where he's going to swing over it. Oh, they're going to keep going inside? Okay. And then slider away.
Yeah.
Cutter away. I mean, you have to. You can't be afraid to pitch to him, though. At the end of the day, and that's what I'm saying to you. If you're going to go with the bullpen, I am all over those guys.
Yeah, I still don't get the whole Gausman not pitching tonight. That one.
I don't know if he's not. I'm not sure if they're playing some gamemanship right there. Because I can't see how you're not.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's Gausman's $100 million pitcher.
Exactly. It's an overload for Yosavage if they got to go to game 5. I get that. It's a tough situation, but Schlittler is in the same boat.
Both.
Same situation, right? You know, if he can repeat what he did against Boston, all the power to you. All the power to you, my man. You are just establishing yourself as a legend in New York. I don't think he can repeat that type of a level over 8 innings, 12 Ks.
No, I think Toronto's a much better offensive team than Boston.
I think so.
If he can do that to them, then more power to him. Yeah, you got your cemented rotation next year.
And you hit the nail on the head for me is Toronto, just like Milwaukee, plays a very great offensive collective togetherness lineup. Yeah. Yes, they didn't look good after they got their 6th run. So the relievers shut them down last night. I get that. But hey, take a breath. Step back. We all know what we did. Take ownership. Take ownership. When you suck like that, stand up. I wish you'd see more of that in pro sports. Everybody's going to have an off day, but don't run and hide from it. Just, you know what? I sucked out there tonight. I got to be better tomorrow, and I promise to be better tomorrow.
Yeah.
People will love you.
Yeah.
But that lineup is like Milwaukee. Wow. Look at Ernie Clement. How many times did we talk about him last night?
Oh. No, that's it. 1-9. It's a good lineup. It's a good lineup. They just got to get Santander going. They got to get a couple of their guys. And obviously, Santander has the two-run single to make it the 6-1 ball game. But you're still like, all right, that guy just needs to be more consistent. And he's close.
Well, look at Judge's play on him, right?
Yeah.
They could have went back up in the sixth after he tied it up.
No, I agree.
And we both said that.
Like, I agree. But yeah, he's just missing some from the left side. The right side, he looks a lot better than the left side right now. But he'll get it figured out. So you want to jump over to the Phillies Dodgers quick?
Now we'll finish this segment up. We only got 50 seconds left in the segment. So we'll stay on. I mean, how are you feeling if you're Aaron Boone, just to wrap it up, man? You're down 6-1 in the third, and all of a sudden you're walking out 9-6 victors. And I know it's not the first time he's had that situation since he's been managing them. But, boy, I'll tell you what, the weight of the world right now off him.
Oh, yeah. No, that's it. Momentum's on New York side. So, yeah, you gotta tell the boys, hey, I don't need to say too much to you guys tonight. Come out, do what you did through, what, the last six innings? Five innings, basically? Six innings.
Especially because it was Judge and Stanton that did it.
Yeah.
Right? They got the big horses going. Jazz slides in there. Belly slides in there. So, exactly. Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break. Talk Phillies, Dodgers.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter our month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount, and then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Just wrapped up with the Jays and the Yankees. Should be a barn burner tonight. I mean, I'm hoping for a barn burner. There's no question about it. Still 4-1. Cubbies in the top of the fourth right now. Two men on for Milwaukee. So we'll see how that one. We'll keep you updated. Let's talk Phillies. Let's talk Dodgers. Phillies are in a whole lot of trouble. They got Aaron Nola going against Yamamoto. Turner, Schwarber, Harper, what, 2-for-24 or something like that? The big three for Dodgers are 4-for-25 or something like that. But you're not going to keep them down the whole series, and you're already down 2-0. Wow. I don't know how Robbie Thompson pulls this one out.
Yeah, I got to be honest. Some of the MLB writers that said, oh, one of the greatest games in MLB history in that game, too. I'm sitting there like, that was an absolute disgrace to everything baseball. You get Nick Castellanos, comes up, hits a double. Got to be honest, that second base umpire, I don't know who it was. Fantastic game by him. Obviously, he had the two close plays, gets both of them right after the challenge and everything like that. Like, my goodness, even that calls Castellanos safe in that situation. Me and you, obviously, Kirk, off air, we were looking at it, watching the game there the other night, and we're like, there's no way. There's no way he's safe. Like, what a dumb decision to go. And then you watch the slide, and you're like, my goodness, man, the fact this umpire called that right, good for him. Anyways, getting back to it, Castellanos hits the double. You get Bryson Stott up. Which way does Bryson Stott swing, Kirk?
I know. Lefty.
So why am I laying down a sacrifice bunt with the wheel route on directly to the third baseman? Like, I get that people were saying, well, it was a good bunt. What do you mean it was a good bunt? If it's a good bunt, he's not putting it right to Max Muncy, who you can see charging in the whole way as a lefty.
Two sides to that, Nolan, just to jump in on you. You're right. Pitch one was a high cutter, breaking ball maybe, and it was for a reason, to make sure he was bunting.
Yep.
So he didn't want to strike and get it down before the guys really knew, Freddie and Max. As soon as you're Rob Thompson or you can if you're Bryson Stott, you got to follow the signal. But as soon as you're the Phillies, you're going, pull it off. Let this guy swing. If he gets an inside pitch, he drives it down Freddie's throat. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I don't disagree.
And that's where you're going. I know you were going there. So yeah, exactly right.
I'm 100%, like, especially a 1-0 count with no one out. Yeah. You got a guy on second base and a lefty up. I'm letting him take one swing.
If I'm the Phillies, I love the fact that you're showing me you're doing the wheel. Perfect. Thank you for throwing that ball.
Yep.
Thank you for throwing that ball. Absolutely. Now I'm going to smash away, big guy.
And now don't quote me on this, but it seems like anytime I'm watching a Phillies game, 90% of the balls that Bryson Stott is putting in play, he's pulling it.
Yep.
He pulls one on the ground there all of a sudden. Okay. Without the wheel route, obviously, I'm saying. He hits a ground ball to the second baseman. It accomplishes the same thing as the sacrifice bunt.
Yep.
I have one out and a guy on third base. Instead, he lays down that bunt. Max Muncy picks it up, fires a dart. And they were like, oh, well, there could have been a throwaway or there could have been this, that, and the other. And you're like, they're MLB players. Like, with all due respect, they're MLB players. You do not make that comment like it's a 12-year-old Little League game.
What I was really impressed with was I heard yesterday on the MLB Network that was really, really cool, was when they went in for the meeting, Freddie Freeman, just again, that sheer knowledge of those players. Okay, we're doing the wheel play. So, Tommy, you're coming to first. If it's not to first base, I'm going to cut back and go to second so he can't turn it into a double. That was pretty intelligent.
No, it was. You had all the bases covered. That's what you should do.
Exactly. Whether the center fielder's coming in, but he can't come in because then if it's an overthrow past him, that guy's running
cooked.
And scoring.
Then they're cooked.
Like, so that part I was really, really entertained with. And okay, great play, Dodgers, for sure. But exactly right. I'm letting that guy hit all day. You're a lefty. You know with that ball, now he's going to throw a strike. He's got to throw a strike because he's thinking you're bunting. Smash it. If you get out, like you said, worst case scenario, I mean, obviously you could pop up.
But I'm still taking that chance.
And on the other thing with Castellanos, knowing if he's paying attention on that first pitch, he sees a wheel play happen.
Oh,
that
he's following Mookie.
There's no chance I'm Nick Castellanos beating Mookie Betts to third. So if it's right to Muncy, I'm not going because I'm still at second.
Or I'm watching Mookie break and I'm in his back pocket the whole way if I'm Castellanos.
And you just can't if you're Castellanos. Yes. Mookie's just a better athlete.
No, I get it, but that's my point. Castellanos has to be the second that Mookie's breaking, I'm breaking. Because I know dang well Tommy Edman is crashing towards first base.
Yep. They showed you.
Like, yeah, you're not going to get backpicked at second base, so I can go as far basically as Mookie lets me go. Like I'm saying, if he misses the bunt type of deal.
You should have been waving. As soon as ball went in, you should have almost been waving saying, don't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Do not do it.
Oh, no, I would 100% if I'm Bryson Stott. Well, I mean, if I'm Rob Thompson giving the signal or whoever gave the bunt signal. Yeah. I'm 100%, no, Bryson, you're swinging.
Absolutely.
Like, you're going to get, like you
we're
said.
We're surprising him.
You're going to get a strike. Pull the ball.
100%.
Just pull it. That's all you have to do. I don't care if you hit a three chopper to Tommy Edman at second base. And then the pick. I mean, obviously the pick to end the game by Freddie Freeman. That was a heck of a play.
Oh, big time. Big time. I mean, and like you said, dirtbags out there. I mean, you probably know it. If you don't know it, there's a guy that goes out 3 o'clock every game or however long, depends on whether it's a day game or a night game, and does those. Does those shorthand picks all day long, all season long. It just makes it look natural. So there you go. I mean, just a little sidebar of you know, what you do behind the scenes when people aren't watching. That's why those guys are there. That's not only why they're there, but that's why they're the elite of the elite when they are there. So bottom line, I mean, we can talk about this series all we want or whatever and stuff like that. Are they even going to get a win?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No.
I just don't see it getting done.
No, not with the way the offense has looked in the first two games. Like you said, like the big three have done nothing.
They've looked selfish, to be quite honest with you.
Well, it looks like Schwarber's trying to go up top on every swing. Bryce, even the same thing.
Yeah.
It looks like he's just trying to put way too much pressure on himself. And I don't know if that's because they all think Robbie Thompson's gone if they lose. Like, it might be, but at the same time, I'm like, man, I feel bad for Robbie.
It only goes if you don't do your job, right?
No, exactly.
So, and when you're selfish like that, or the appearance, whether you are or not, the appearance of looking selfish, that goes back to a coach, right? Now he lost the clubhouse.
Well, no, and I get it. Like, Dave's going to have an interesting decision to make because, I mean, by all accounts, Albert Pujols has not signed on the dotted line.
So let's talk about that. Let's break away from that, Dirtbags. Just came out, what, last night you were reading it?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, obviously the Angels were the first team to interview him, and obviously last week we were talking about it, and basically Texas heard what we were saying, and they got cold feet about that idea of the two Cardinals pairing up in Los Angeles, because Skip Schumacher, obviously, 4 years to Texas, replaced Bochy, but by all accounts, it sounds like the Rangers might be in on him. The Angels obviously are in on him. Now the new reports are the Giants and the Phillies are in on Pujols. And obviously the Phillies, it's dependent upon what they do for the rest of the playoffs, but I'm sitting there. Posey, you know dang well he's not trying to mess around.
I'm not sure the Phillies get Pujols because when you look at that lineup and that roster, it's exciting, but it's on the back end. Who are the replacements coming? Like, even if you sign Schwarber back, that means in the short term, you're expecting to win, which is exciting, right? Super exciting. But Pujols isn't looking to have a two-year career as a manager, I don't think. No. So I just throw it out there. I'm not sure.
I think Bryce Harper is, for us that's Canadian, obviously we know hockey. I think Bryce Harper is the Alexander Ovechkin, Sidney Crosby of baseball, that as long as he is playing for the Philadelphia Phillies, Dave Dombrowski, as long as he is president of baseball operations there, I think no matter what, at the end of the day, they are going to try and make the playoffs year after year until Bryce is done. And that's the way that I'm looking at it. Obviously, everybody knows Dombrowski. Yep. Like Dombrowski, year after year, he's playoffs or bust. He'll trade whoever he needs to trade. Now, that being said, they need to somehow figure out how to win a game in the playoffs.
So on the flip side, if you're Pujols and you come in and you take that job or whatever, and you do win in the short term because you know they're going to put a team on the field that wants to win, that changes your career that way.
Oh, 100%.
So, yeah, good call. I never looked at it that way either and stuff like that. You're right. Dombrowski, true to form, he's always going to compete for a World Series no matter how much he has to give up the farm. As long as John Middleton's willing to keep doing that and the Phillies are willing to keep doing that, you're golden. So Skip Schumacher inks the deal. First one on the offseason, Texas Rangers. You're a big Skip Schumacher fan.
Skip. No, I like Skip. I like Skip. And everybody saw the job that he did in 23 with the Miami Marlins. Obviously took them to the playoffs. And I mean, they were a wild card team, sure. But I mean, still, that was a team that had no business being a playoff team. Skip took them, took a young bunch of kids, said, hey, boys, this is how you play winning baseball. Kind of a la your Stephen Vogt. Like, I mean, coming into September, obviously, yep. Where Stephen Vogt obviously experienced and everything like that. Skip, that was his first crack at it. And you're like, hey, Skip, man, you did a fantastic job. I think him going to Texas, all of a sudden, you know, see why Chris Young, he's going to spend the bucks. They haven't been afraid to shell out the money. You know dang well this year was a disappointment for everybody in Texas. And the biggest thing is, can they stay healthy? They stay healthy, that's a playoff team.
All right, let me ask you this, rolling down. We're 2.5 minutes left, Dirtbags, in this segment. So go back to your Yankees, Jays. Who ends up being the MVP of that series?
Vladdy.
Vladdy gets it. Okay. What about Yosavage if they go to a game five and he ends up being the pitcher?
Depends what Vladdy does. Because Vladdy, the numbers that he's posted in the first three games have been fantastic.
Absolutely. Like they're little league numbers for God's sakes.
No, I know. And he's right now, they were talking about it, like the Blue Jays Sportsnet guys. They were talking about it and they were like, hey, listen, like this contract started the second the Blue Jays made the playoffs. And obviously this contract being the contract that starts next year, the 14-5.
Yep. I mean, it's easy to sit there and say that either Judge or Vladdy or whatever and that, whatever team wins. I mean, again, hopefully the Jays can slow down Judge. And if you're a Yankee fan, hopefully it's the Yankees that can slow down Vlad. Because they're both rolling right now. And they're hammering away. I mean, it's going to be a big game tonight. I think it's so much bigger than the Dodgers and the Phillies only because of how poorly the Phillies are playing. How disappointing, I guess, more than anything, they're playing. So you got to be loving it on the East Coast a lot more than the West Coast right now. I mean, obviously, if you're Dodgers fans, you're loving life. Get it done, get it over with, and let Chicago win this game, play a game four, kill out some more pitching, and drive on so we can rest up and get back to the World Series like we're supposed to do and like the world said we were going to do. And that's the bottom line. But I'm excited, man. If you're Blue Jays or Yankee fans, you got to be excited. It's rolling at 7 o'clock just before airtime. We apologize. We can't give any comments on that, but sit back and enjoy that game. We'll be back in a week to talk about it and whoever's moving on. And again, we don't know whether it's going to be Seattle or Detroit. That all changed today. So playoff baseball, baby. Playoff baseball, no matter what your team is, you got to be loving life. Hopefully, if none of your teams are in it or whatever, you're still enjoying the playoffs to this point. Lots of good players out there, lots of exciting players out there to be watching and just seeing. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break with Nolan's Final Thought.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book. With a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So I've got to be honest with you guys out there. I didn't really have a good final thought this week. Obviously, kind of what's happening right now. I was waiting for most of these series to get done, but none of the series have gotten done yet. So Padres fans out there, this is a question for you guys, all right? So we want your responses on this one. Where do you go from here? We're trying to figure that out over here, and honestly, I don't know where the heck you guys go from here. You're in a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. You're losing a lot of players in free agency, mainly pitchers. I mean, you got basically the core of your lineup locked up. It sounds like Wilson Contreras might be available via trade, and I've heard rumors about that already circulating this offseason, especially with you guys losing Luis Arraez. But I'm looking at it. You guys are in a heck of a mess for this offseason, because you got to go one way or the other and you got to commit to it. So I wish you good luck. We want Padres fans to write that in. If Dodgers fans or Giants fans want to write in and tell us what they should do too, that's fine with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Great call, because there is some work for AJ Preller. I mean, every day is work for that guy, and he loves it. I mean, he's proven it his whole career. So, but yeah, great call, Nolan. We'd love to hear your thoughts on it, Padres fans. So you know where you can send that to us, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'd be happy to answer it or read about it, and that's what it's about. So, Dirtbags, every single one of you, including our servicemen and women around the world, thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of the nation. We hope that you enjoy these continuation of the games over the next week. Hopefully your teams, if you're in the playoffs, win and carry on to the championship series. If they don't, hey, it's disappointing, but it's a fantastic year. And if it's not, you'd still be a fan, still be watching, because there's a lot of amazing players out there playing on these teams that you may not have even heard of. And Milwaukee and the Jays really are those teams. They really is a lot of players out there that aren't household names that are just really doing great baseball things. So they're dirtbags, and that's the bottom line. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you do for us. We live it, we breathe it, we die it. We really do. So that's the bottom line. If you're playing games this week, if you're watching games this week as parents, enjoy. If you're playing as players, enjoy. If you're playing as coaches, keep common sense and realistic and enjoy it. Unfortunately, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.